It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Brady Bradford. He is the director of the Southeastern Utah Health Department. We're going to talk about a kind of a coronavirus update, let everybody know kind of where we're sitting in the county and in the district. And then April 10th, what does it really mean? I think that's a question that is on a lot of people's minds right now. Brady, thank you so much for coming in today.
It's a pleasure to be here, Dave.
So let's talk about where we're at. How are we doing here as a county and as the district itself?
Generally speaking, we're in as good a place as we have been since last summer. As we were preparing for this, I mentioned, you know, through the worst months of this, we would come into the office and have anywhere between 20 and 50 new cases a day. Right now, it's about 4 to 6. And certainly, we've still had some people in the hospital. That number's gone way down. And we're thrilled about that. And, you know, vaccination rates are continuing to rise, particularly for those that are 65 and older. I just checked before coming over, and in Carbon County, we're above 80% of that population is vaccinated, and in Emory County, it's above 85%. So that's great.
And that's really the age group that we were worrying about and looking out for, right? So that number being that way, it's got to be encouraging, isn't it?
It's super encouraging because the whole effort really from the beginning is around that population and those that have some other issues going on. And we feel very good about how many of them have been vaccinated thus far.
Okay. So coming up this Friday, April 10th, is the date that they have set as the lifting of the statewide mask mandate. So I ask you, what really does that mean for the layperson?
Well, it's a fairly arbitrary date. For most of us, it doesn't mean much. Businesses still have the option of keeping mask mandate, you know, their own personal mask requirement in place, and that will happen in many occasions. We ask people to respect that. In other situations, that won't be required, particularly outdoors. However, it's important to remember there is a caveat in the legislation that says for groups, organized events of 50 or more people, that still will be required because there's still some transmission going on there. And we're not quite at enough vaccinations statewide to feel completely comfortable, you know, in these large groups.
But you know, to your words and what we were just speaking about, we are slowly getting there. We're getting to all the numbers. Now, there were like three numbers that were really integral to this. So let's talk about those three numbers and kind of where we're sitting right now and talk about why we've decided that this is going to be an okay thing to do right now.
Yeah, absolutely. The first number was we needed a case rate of less than 191 per 100,000 people, and that's over 14 days. And right now we're at about 175, so we've met that requirement. The second metric was ICU utilization for COVID-related purposes only needed to be below 15%, and that's at about 7% right now, which is great. Again, this whole thing has been kind of, we want to keep people alive and safe, but if they need treatment, we want it to be available to them. The third metric for lifting all kind of mask-related and other orders related to COVID was we needed 1.6 million first doses or prime doses of COVID to be allocated to Utah, and we're just about a million right now. That'll take a few more weeks to get to. But certainly we're on track, and that's great news.
And when they talk about that 1.6 million, does that necessarily mean shots in arms already given or just available to the state as a whole?
Available to the state as a whole.
And right now we're sitting at about 100 million, or 1 million, sorry.
1 million that have been, so first doses allocated to the state, between first and second doses, I know we're at about 1.6 million, and I think this week we will cross the 1 million first doses in arms of Utahns as well, which is pretty awesome.
All right. Well, and let's take a moment and let's talk about that vaccine. You have openings right now, but you're saying right now you have to make an appointment, but it's not going to be that way for very much longer. Is that
So, yeah, starting now, on our clinic days, which are Wednesdays and Thursdays, we are accepting walk-ins. We will be at the fairgrounds this week, and if you just haven't felt comfortable on the computer or haven't been able to make an appointment for whatever reason and you want a shot, we'd encourage you to come down. We're there between 9 and 2. And then on both Wednesday and Thursdays as well. Eventually, we'll move to probably in May, a situation where we'll have that available every day. But right now, just in terms of conserving doses, not wanting to waste, you know, a vial that we've opened, it's best for us to still operate on a Wednesday and a Thursday rotation. But we encourage people to just swing by and get one. We're ready for you.
If you want one, you can have one pretty
Absolutely.
Much right now.
Yeah.
All right. So now I'm going to kind of put you on the spot and ask you a question. What would be something that people would look for to say, you know what, we're finally on the downside of this? Or do you feel like we're already on the downside of it right now?
I do feel like we're on the downside. I know that there are a lot of people that are still waiting to get the vaccine till it's a little more convenient for them. And I would say, you know, as we look towards the summertime and these, you know, family reunions and community events that we want to happen, we want them to be safe. The sooner we get fully vaccinated, a large percentage of our population, we'll know that we can pull those events off safely. So I've always kind of targeted about 65% of our population being vaccinated. We're at 40% in Carbon County that have had a first dose. So a little ways to go there. But overall, those metrics that we have really paid attention to in terms of hospitalization and death, right now we are hitting those marks, and we're glad about that.
So we're getting to where we need to be.
Yes.
All right, Brady, thank you so much for coming in and talking to us today and kind of letting us know what's going on as far as that goes. We appreciate it. We're going to let you back to work now.
Thanks, Dave.
All right. That's Brady Bradford with the Southeastern Utah District Health Department. If you need more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.